Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is a gangbang on a pinball machine.
Yeah, Craig, just to warn you, we're a little cynical today. It's not sunshine and rainbows. It is for a couple days after return from a little break. But not
Wednesday.
And it's back to cynical again.
Any particular reason for that?
It started with
fireworks.
Fireworks.
You got a problem with fireworks?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you have a problem with fireworks. Do you have a problem with fireworks at a particular time of day, or fireworks in general?
A week before 4th of July and a week after, I got a problem. Whatever.
No, not whatever. It's a thing. A lot of people have an issue with it.
I'm not
one of those people.
I'm trying to sleep, and all of my dogs. 100% of my dogs.
This whole town owns dogs.
Well, no, I'll go. There's one exception. We got one dog that isn't gun shy.
Is it deaf?
No.
Might be.
No, the deaf one is now dead. Although right. When she was deaf, it didn't bother her.
Got it.
Yeah, so, yeah, the dogs hate it. And late at night. I just don't like it late at night because I'm trying to get to sleep.
Or noon.
And let me clarify
Monday.
That late at night is anytime after 9.
Yeah.
So get your fireworks in before the sun actually goes down and before I go to bed.
We do this show every year. I'm tired of it. We'll do it again before 4th of July and after 4th of July. We're back Wednesday, July 5th. Well, we're live this week, then we're back
Wednesday, you can't gripe until Thursday, actually.
No, that Wednesday is going to suck because...
Oh, we'll gripe then.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair because you're saying blow them off on the 4th. Well, that's what people are doing.
Blow them off on the 3rd. Everybody goes back to work. You know why? Because everybody has the 4th off.
Nobody, I know that.
Nobody has the 5th off.
So?
All right.
Some people are saying that perhaps we should make the Independence Day holiday
a weekend.
Always, for instance, and not necessarily. But always the first, either Monday or Friday in July.
So it's a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I know the word 4th of July means something. I get that. That's the name of the holiday.
Well, since the 4th of July designates a particular day of a particular month.
I understand that. Yeah, exactly.
That's why I specifically said celebrating the Independence Day holiday.
Call it Independence Day and do a 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Like call it quits, right?
Labor Day, Memorial Day, Independence Day weekend. Right. I'm all for that.
And actually, I think you should do that on, it should be...
Christmas?
No, it should be on, the day off should be the Friday. Because you wouldn't work the Independence Day. So Thursday night, everybody would have the next day off. I get you people, but we're not regular people. We get those days off. And most people do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that day should be it. And that way you have two other days that aren't the 4th of July. And by Monday.
You can celebrate any or all of those days.
Yeah, except for the Sunday night before we all go back to work on Monday.
Okay.
Nah, my wife's on a little road trip. And apparently they love their fireworks in Cleveland.
Good.
But not so much in Canada. Explain that.
I know.
Because it's not Independence Day up there? Yeah.
Actually, it is. Their Independence Day is the 1st of July, but they don't celebrate like we do.
No.
Oh, they don't do it right then.
Yeah, well, they don't enjoy the freedom we do.
And that's Canadian. Canadian independence is way different than American independence.
And are they really independent?
But yeah, I think so.
Well, I used to call him our bitch, but we're Russia's bitch, so what's the difference?
Yeah. Are they still attached to the crown?
No.
I forget.
I don't know.
Symbolically, I suppose they are.
Some of them are.
But pretty much they're their own country.
Yeah. Now those freaking Canadians are coming up with glow-in-the-dark coins.
For what?
Is that useful?
For to spend.
Just in case you need some money in the dark?
I guess so.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
Does it glow in the dark all the time? If there has to be in the sun, like normal, like glow in the dark?
I can't answer all those questions about glow in the dark coins coming from Canada.
I don't spend a lot of coins anymore.
They are celebrating their 150th birthday by issuing a new series of glow in the dark coins, the $2 toonie. Since the $1 coin's the loonie.
Yeah,
the $2 coin is the toonie in Canada. Features a view of the blue-green aurora borealis.
That doesn't make any sense,
it's
though.
Science.
You call the $1 coin a loony because it has a picture of a loon.
Yeah.
But I suppose
And this is two loonies.
And toonie.
So it'd be toonies.
It's clever.
Yeah.
Stands okay. for two.
Wow, whatever.
Yeah. There's also a collector's coin featuring Canada's red and white maple leaf flag with exploding fireworks overhead.
So,
I don't know how they explode fireworks on a coin, but
happy 4th of July.
Or 1st of July if you're in Canada.
Yeah.
So instead of sunshine and rainbows.
Yeah. Out your ass.
It's sparklers.
Yeah.
Sparklers and bottle rockets out your ass.
That's right. And occasionally you'll see videos of that.
Oh, we'll see.
And occasionally you'll see videos of that going awry.
And they burn their ass.
That's funny.
I love when they burn their
That's
ass.
That's the best one.
That is hilarious.
When some guy burns his tank.
Some 20
from the exhaust.
25-year-old neck somewhere. Check this out, guys. Oh, my balls are burnt.
Just two nights ago, we were sitting in the living room. Bang, bang, bang. Then there comes the siren.
Really?
Somebody blew their finger off.
The problem I have with that is sometimes they let a little kid can get hurt because parents don't care. Grab the M80, son. You're four.
Yeah.
Have some fun. But if it's an adult getting their finger blown off,
eh,
I hate to even say that's funny. Because sometimes fireworks can be duds and screw up, and it's not that person's fault. So
in your previous neighborhood, puss, bang, 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 followed by sirens, usually meant there was a shooting.
Oh, that was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And there was usually a helicopter to go along with it.
Sure.
There was a story last night on the news. I don't know where it was. I wasn't paying that close attention, you know, walking past the TV.
Right.
And there was an emergency room doctor that had to go to the emergency room after blowing firecrackers off.
Oh, actually,
And was it his emergency room? Because
I don't know.
He walks in there, they're going to be joking. That's gallows humor anyway.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
it is.
The guy that works there, hey, dude. Dumbass.
Yeah, he gets zero sympathy.
Oh, none. You're in the emergency room for blowing off a finger, and you work here.
And those are the types of injuries he has to deal with.
Yeah.
Right.
Every approximately 4th of July.
Right. For a long time, probably.
That's right.
He should know that those are dangerous.
Right. He's seen the cautionary tale, and it happens to him. That's funny.
Well, the big news overnight and from yesterday into today, more cyber attacks hindering government agencies and companies across the globe, mostly in Europe, but not completely. About 80 companies in Russia and Ukraine have been affected by the virus, including the Ukraine government's computer network. The country's central bank, the airport in Kiev, and the metro network have been impacted by the attack.
We're not talking about that this morning on the news.
U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Merck. Also said it was hit.
I saw it on the CBS Evening News last night. They actually did several stories that didn't involve Trump.
I've been noticing that because it's the same S show every day. So they try to do a little story and then go on and do other news. They should just call it the S show part. Here's the first 5 minutes. Here's what this dumbass said today, and then we'll move on. But you got to keep your eye on the ball, though. Because they know when people go away from it, I think people in the nightly news, they go away from it. I think, unlike us, I think a lot of people go, hey, I'm not yet. I'm gonna switch channels.
and a couple of hotties on. I haven't been watching CBS much lately, but I did last night. They had a reporter over in Syria.
Well, they got rid of Pelly. I liked Pelly.
Yeah.
Who's their guy now? Who took the gig?
Oh.
Is it permanently announced?
No, I don't think it's permanent.
Okay.
But I've seen the guy before. I can't give you his name.
All right.
Kind of a bald-looking you know, bespectacled guy.
That's not who I... Oh, no, that was when he was on vacation. Pelly actually came back after vacation when they said he's not going to be here anymore. He was back.
What, Pelly?
Yeah. So I don't know who they've got now.
Anthony Mason.
I've seen that guy, he's not going to get that permanently, but he's... Yeah.
But they had some brunette doctor chick on who's kind of attractive.
Is she brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that chick. She's hot.
And then... Holly Williams, I think, was the name of the chick over in Syria. She's kind of a Lara Logan type.
Okay. Yeah, she's pretty hot, too. Yeah. I get that.
Has a bit of an accent. Don't know where she's from.
I'm always, I always question who you think's hot sometimes, but those are good. Sometimes you'll say somebody like the famous tennis player that was a beast.
Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes I'll go a little out there. Sometimes
I know you do. Sometimes you think they're kind of slightly attractive, and then we all say they're not.
Sometimes he says he'd bang Precious or John Travolta.
Well,
sure. That's for the bit.
But there's got to be some sort of attraction there to get things going, you know? Yeah. I mean,
well, apparently there is with him.
No. The attraction.
No, the bit is the attraction.
You're still going to get a chub.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to get a chub. You're not 17 anymore. Something's got to attract you.
Thank you for understanding, Craig.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. There's some instances there where I may need a fluffer, puss.
Yeah. Once again,
you and Travolta
puss has to get
own.
You attracted.
And that way,
once again,
you got to help me out. Because if you don't, I won't have a story here.
Right.
You better give me a hand, literally.
You have a low bar for a fluffer.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Yeah, well,
higher.
So instead of banging, before I bang Precious, I got to bring in this dude I know to fluff me.
That's did that stick to the tape?
Yeah, that stuck to the tape.
Damn it!
Certainly did.
And that's Todd's voice. I should have said that as Todd.
Well, you did.
I did, but I can't. I don't know how to imitate your voice.
You just did a bad impersonation.
A real bad impersonation.
It sounded like it was Tyler.
It did.
It did that.
Damn it. Before I will play that, so bring it in. That's a funny one.
That is
a
good
care.
One.
I don't care.
One thing people do this time of year
is what?
And we stopped doing this because we've kind of pushed things around, but people will go on vacation.
Yeah.
They plan their vacations around this time of year.
Yeah.
So they're maybe not so cynical. They're anticipating
getting out of town.
A nice little trip. Nice.
Yeah, if you get a freebie day and you can just tack
you can't miss Uncle John's barbecue. That's the same boring thing every year.
I keep reading.
It's tasty. You only get it once a
year.
No,
I'm talking about not just the whole situation. Lawn chairs, hot yard. That's always fun.
People
you don't want to be around. Yay.
The vacation pieces. I keep seeing. I think it's on CNN. Yeah. They suggest surfing and... stand-up paddleboarding in San Diego. Have you ever done the stand-up paddleboarding when you go to Florida?
No, that's where I could do it because it's where you can do it. It's easier to do it in the Gulf because there's no waves.
Yeah, I've seen people do it in the ocean, but you have to have really good balance to do that.
Well, you can if in the Gulf. I see it in the Gulf all the time. That one's always rented out, and plus, so I just usually get the kayak because that kayak you can just sit. You don't fall, but it does look kind of cool.
And here's one where you just sit in a creek and take a bath in Sedona, Arizona.
All right.
That looks kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
Here's one I don't know if I'm all that excited about. Falconry.
Wow. No, they poke your freaking eyes out.
No, they don't.
That'll well, I mean, it,
right. take
it,
off.
If you are the target, it might.
Exactly.
But I think the point of falconry is falconer. To not be the target.
I don't want to be a falconer. Anything
that would be cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
It seems interesting, but it doesn't seem like something I'd want to pursue as a hobby.
No.
It seems like a hobby that Tyler would make fun of.
Seems like it'd be
expensive. A little bit.
That's got to be an expensive hobby.
Yeah, oh, you know what would be fun?
Falcons ain't cheap.
Yeah, if drones became too proliferate.
Plus, your neighbors would hate it when your falcons are eating their dogs. What?
You'd get your falcon out and have your falcon
I'll
pick off.
I'll get my falcon out before you're doing a break. You want me to?
And pick off some drones.
By the way, screw the Falcons, everything they stand for. I don't want to hear their name.
Even the pet ones.
Even the pet ones.
Even the ones that land on a big glove?
I don't care.
Land on a big oven mitt.
We were at a bar in Denver the other night, and I had to explain to my wife, yes, that thing you see on ESPN up there, that drone racing.
Oh, I saw that.
That's a thing.
Oh, my God. Plus, I turned that on that day. I was sitting around, and I thought it was a video game thing to begin with, because they just showed these little lights flying, and it looked like the way the photo was. I'm thinking these guys are having a video game competition. I'm thinking, okay, that's what they do. I get it. But I realized they were real drones, and it was a real inside stadium.
It was the Dolphins Stadium, right, in Miami. Yeah.
And those guys, although geeky as hell, were amazing. They could fly through the hallways
at
full
the
speed and chase each other.
Through like little loops and hoops
but,
and
you
stuff.
Know, I just love when I see those geeky sports, the announcers all treat it like they're Howard Cosell from, I mean, they all think it's
game seven of the World
Series. Exactly. This geek beat this geek, and they all high five each other.
Because the announcers.
They're all geeks, though.
Yeah, total geeks.
They are really into it.
Oh, I know they are. But
including the announcers.
But they are. But when I watch it, I'm not blaming them for being that way, but it's funny because I don't think they realize it. Some people checking in are not them, and they're going, "Oh my God, you guys are a little too excited about this."
This was on at a bar. We were near.
It was amazing.
We were near.
The skill was amazing. It really was.
And they had this up on, and my wife looks. She's like, "That's real.
That's real.
They do that, and it's getting bigger.
Right, they're flying through the concourses, making sharp turns, coming out through the tunnel.
Up into the stadium, right. Through goalposts, through circles they have hung up.
Yeah.
And you got to hit them all or you don't win or you're not on the track.
Yeah, you got to go through the goalposts.
But the main part was when it leaves the stadium and goes back into the concourse.
Yeah.
And those guys are seeing the cameras, so they're just seeing stuff from the angle
of
flying
it's a point of view thing.
Every one of those guys is chubbing.
Yeah. Yeah, they get some virtual reality glasses on, don't they?
They're seeing it firsthand.
It's not a screen. They got goggles.
Yeah, they're seeing what their plane is seeing. They have to. They wouldn't be able to make it through those hallways without crashing into crap, you know? You get just to feel your way.
Yeah, well, they must have a little wider angle so they know what's to
I'm hoping. I don't know. It's freaky. I saw that too, Puss.
But they're going fast, and they're hitting targets because they got to go through certain rings. Yeah, including
do
like
that
the
hobby. See if I make fun of that.
I know you would.
I'd rather have you be a falconer than that.
I sat and actually watched it.
So did I.
I was a little.
I had it on. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I realized. I figured out what it was. I thought it was a video game competition, and they do those a lot. And that's geeky too. But
esports,
that's huge. Yeah, but I thought this was an esports thing. I realized they're actual drones. So I gave them more of a thumbs up. I'm thinking, well, these guys are actually flying these things. Except I saw the videos were great. Because, you know, in the NFL, they show like a guy walking out in the shadow with his football uniform on. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of promos you see all the time. Well, they do it like that.
That's how they
These
introduce
geeks
them.
Show up with their big guts, and they got their plane in their hand. And they come around the corner, and they all look tough, holding their little drone in their hand.
Slow motion.
Oh, slow motion. It
theme
was the
music.
Best. And they get making this face.
Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fly this
and
thing.
Someday I'm going to feel a woman's body next to mine. No, they don't think that.
They used to
think that. Now they know it's not possible.
Did any of them bust into like Ray Lewis's squirrel dance?
Of course, it was so bad because you know what? No matter, I don't know. None of us would look good doing that. You don't look good doing that unless you're an athlete because you come around there and you got a body or something like that on you. These guys are all just oval. And they come around the corner holding their little drone. And like I said, music's bare and everything's dark and shadowy and they're making a face. And they got their geek hat on that says some drone company on it.
I am going to drone.
Like you said, right.
I'm going to drone so hard today.
So many chicks are watching this. No, they're not.
It really does lose something.
There might
when
be
you're
one.
A, when you're a schlub with a drone, not a, you know, not a.
I'm sure. Well, that's what, again,
not a quarterback.
Watch when they introduce the players. And they'll do that little, they'll show, come. They'll do it just like you do with Fox NFL football or any kind of football thing.
Oh. Yeah, I don't see that translating real well as a live spectator sport.
No.
You kind of got to see it on TV.
Yeah.
No, the stadium they're doing it is completely empty.
Empty, yeah. right.
Because you couldn't follow it. You couldn't possibly follow it.
No. But we'll get an email here shortly. I do it. What's it like to feel a woman? And we'll tell you later on how that feels.
Well, I'm sure flying it
feels good.
Flying it would be fun.
It feels good. Yeah. I would crash it right away, you know.
Well, yeah. But if you got good,
then I'd go feel a woman.
I don't see you taking the time to get good, though.
Nah, don't got time for that.
Hey, what would you do on this deal? Woman in North Dakota, Alyssa Canelli, She's driving down the interstate, and a snake slithers its way onto her windshield.
Here's the problem with this.
On the outside?
Yeah, it is the outside.
Okay.
Well, most of us, even though I don't like snakes.
Or spiders.
Are not going to freak out and collide into a car. But women freak out, man. You ever see this video of a chick who just gets out of her car at like 10 miles an hour because she saw a bug?
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah, and she just runs out, lets the car go down the road. She, I'm done with that. It's a black chick, too, so it's pretty obvious. She goes, I'm out of here. Lets the car go, and she just gets out of the car, and it just runs down the street. And I'm thinking, no, it's a bug, for Christ's sakes.
Right. Rats.
Well, I think a rat would freak me out in the – but even if there's a rat in the car, I'm hitting the brakes and then maybe and getting off the road maybe. But I'm not careening into a pole like this lady probably did, right?
No, she didn't.
She didn't? Okay.
No, she didn't.
How
she
did the snake jump onto the car?
Well, it didn't probably, jump onto the car. It was already inside. In the car, and she's driving down the road, and it just slithers onto the windshield.
Yeah, that's why you don't leave your windows open when you park it anywhere.
No, I think I saw
no,
the
it probably
video
got underneath the engine.
Oh,
yeah, it got
into
the engine compartment.
Yeah, yeah, and then crawled up.
From the hood.
Sure. And then got a little too hot and came out, outside.
Yeah, so she said she kind of pinned it down with the windshield wiper for a bit, but then it slithered back down. She goes over to the mechanic, to her mechanics, and they can't find it for a while.
Man.
And then they put it up on the lift, and oh, there it is in the wheel well.
Whoa. But she didn't at least correct.
No, no. She's
run
fine.
Run into a family of five or anything good.
No, good. She did not.
That surprised people freak out, man.
She did not. It was all good.
Snakes in my Buick.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Exactly.
All right. Richard Reese later on this morning. Nick Allen is out of town. So Ebony's here. Ivory's out of town. Those guys hang out together. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.